This is Morning Edition on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Emily Fox, and I'm joined by Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth. She's here to fill us in on the big political stories of the week. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning, Emily.
Former MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klagas is back in court today. This is part of the fallout from the Larry Nassar scandal. You'll be there. What do you expect to happen?
Well, this is the preliminary exam, and that's basically a hearing where the judge is going to decide if there is, in fact, enough evidence against Klagas to send the case to circuit court for trial. These allegations are two counts of lying to law enforcement. One is a misdemeanor and one is a felony. And essentially what's going on here is during the special prosecutor's investigation into MSU, investigators asked Klagas if she'd been aware of allegations against Nassar, and she said no. However, there are two women who are expected to testify today during the prelim, and they're expected to say that they, in fact, did tell Klagas that Larry Nassar was sexually assaulted them and that she didn't do anything. So that's where you're getting that lying to law enforcement charge from. So we'll likely hear from the two women. One is Larissa Boyce, who spoke at Nassar's sentencing. And in the past, she has made these allegations against Klagas that she had told Klagas what had happened. The other woman, the attorney general's office, is asking that her name be kept out of the press. So we'll hear from them. We'll likely hear from law enforcement. And then as far as who else we hear from, you know, normally it's unlikely that the defense calls witnesses at a preliminary exam because the standard of proof is really low to get the case moved forward to trial. But Klagas' attorney, Takura Namfukusa, has been really vocal about his client's innocence. And he's also implied that these charges are politically motivated. So it's possible that this could be one of the few cases where you see the defense try and call witnesses. I think no matter what, it's probably going to be a very tense hearing. And we're going to hear some interesting information sort of in this saga, in this ongoing saga of what's going on, of what happened at MSU with Larry Nassar.
And we look forward to more reports and updates from you throughout the day. You reported earlier this week about a big fight that's caused a road work stoppage across the state. Governor Snyder tried to intervene without much luck, and we all know the issue of fixing the roads has been a big deal for a while now right here in Michigan. What's happening in this scenario?
I mean, this is quite the interesting, just sort of ongoing drama going on. It's a union versus an infrastructure association. The operating engineers Local 324 had historically negotiated with the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association to get contractors for their work. But the unions this year decided that they wanted to negotiate directly with the contractors. And the association was like, nuh-uh. And they locked the union out when a deal wasn't reached. And that essentially just stopped all road work since earlier this September. Now, earlier this week, the governor sat down with both sides. They kind of all got in a room together and tried to figure this out and to hash out a deal, and that just didn't work. And now the Detroit News has, I believe, is the first one to report that the association has brought in non-union operators, some of them from out of state, to just start to try and get this work done. Because these are big sections of roads and necessary projects that really need to get done. And as the governor said earlier this week, you know, this is kind of a unique situation. He's not really sure if the state itself can step in this case, because a lot of this is covered by federal labor laws. But he has sort of floated the idea of bringing in the National Guard because these projects are so essential.
Wow, the National Guard. So should we expect our potholes to get a lot worse after this winter?
You know, you'd have to talk to a road expert, but I think it's fair to say that a lot of them probably are not going to get better anytime soon.
Oh, I look forward to that. The legislature is back in session after having a few weeks off. What have they been working on this week?
You know, they've had some interesting sort of smaller things that they've been working on. I mean, you know, smaller in some cases, larger in other cases, depending on who you're talking to. The House passed legislation to allow for online voter registration. The state Senate also passed a bill to ban the sale, use, or production of marijuana-infused beer. But another interesting...
Wait, what? Hold on. Let's stop there, right? Marijuana-infused beer?
Yeah. I mean, it's not something that's in the state right now, but I guess since we are a brew state who loves its beer, they are like, we got to preemptively cut this off.
And this, are we talking about CBD? I've heard this elsewhere. CBD and beer...
I don't think so. I think this might be something a little bit different, where it's like the actual marijuana.
So it actually gets you high. Okay.
Right. And drunk. I don't know how that works. But then another serious discussion that they are starting, they haven't passed any legislation yet on it, is to raise the age of who is automatically treated as an adult in the criminal justice system from 17 to 18. So that has a chance to really impact a lot of people. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag of different things that they got done so far this week.
Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth filling us in on the political news in the state right now. Thanks, Shayna.
Thank you.